Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. In the January 31st edition of the Times Standard newspaper, there is a My Word article written by Mary Gardner Connor titled, Blame Corporate Greed, Not Environmentalist. In it, she defends the environmentalist role in the closure of many of our local businesses, and in particular, PL. It is true that greed or profit is a determining factor in decisions made by corporations, but I also believe that environmentalists are greedy. The environmentalists have complete tunnel vision for their one-sided goals when they help force companies to close their doors. Sure, the Murphy family was well-respected by the environmental community, but the bottom line, or should I say the bottom greedy line, is that the Murphys voted to sell their stock holdings to Charles Hurwitz. The Murphy family could have decided to decline the offer, pool their resources, and keep control of the Pacific Lumber Company. Then we wouldn't be having this discussion. Just for the record, the scholarships didn't end when Maxim arrived. It would be nice if people would do a little research before they make false statements in an article where they criticize people for writing information that, quote, bears little resemblance to the truth, unquote. The same can be said about her article. Yes, Charles Hurwitz and Maxim accelerated logging in 1985 when they took over the Pacific Lumber Company. The truth of the matter is that they were able to do this excessive logging on harvest plans that had already been submitted by the previous owners. It takes at least a year to get that extensive of a logging plan approved. How did Hurwitz hit the ground running? Answer that question, and you will understand that these trees were going to be harvested with or without Charles Hurwitz. Humboldt County had a thriving timber industry before the hardcore environmentalist hit the scene. We were managing our resources, and there was never a shortage of jobs or trees. Sustainable yield? We were harvesting less than was being grown for 100 years. We didn't need a bunch of environmentalists to move into Humboldt County and tell us how to run our timber industry. Here we are in 2013, and the environmental regulations are so extensive that it is a financial burden to try to profitably operate a lumber mill. And yes, in order for a business to operate, it needs to make a profit. Call it greed if you want, but employees can't be paid if there is no profit. In every other state and Canada, it costs less than half as much to get through the red tape as it does in California. This is why our lumber mills are slowly closing. I believe this was the environmental agenda from the beginning. The greed is obvious. Every industrial project that is proposed in Humboldt County is met with extreme environmental resistance. I've always labeled these people as the anti-crowd. They are against any growth. Actually, I've heard some of these people say they are in favor of the railroad from Eureka over the mountains to I-5. I don't know why. Maybe they own some of the land that would be purchased to put this railroad in, and they stand to make a huge, greedy profit off the sale of their land, because we certainly don't have products to ship. The reality is that without turning Humboldt Bay into a cargo ship port, we no longer manufacture enough of any product to make a railroad viable. We have plenty of gravel that we could mine and ship to areas outside of Humboldt County, but it's no surprise that environmentalists have already shot down that proposal, which makes them greedy in my eyes. When they do everything in their power to prevent growth and the success of local industrial business, it's a greedy, selfish way of life. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.